Glory to God forever and ever. Jesus Christ is alive. Amen. He's the Lord God Almighty. First and the last, the beginning and the end. He's the Alpha and the Omega. Amen. Lord, we give you this time. We welcome you here. I believe with those listening and with those who are visiting any of our platforms, our websites, you will reveal your glory to them and heal them in every area of life, meet their needs. We pray for Israel and the peace of Jerusalem. Please send out laborers, Lord, into the harvest in the Middle East and around the world. Amen. We pray for ministries like Christ for All Nations and other great ministries around the world that are proclaiming the gospel. Give them the anointing, give them the right people and finances in Jesus' name. Amen. Did you know that every person on the earth was born to fellowship with God Almighty, with Jesus Christ? And He's the most glorious, most beautiful, exciting, wonderful person in the universe. His glory is beyond words. The glory of the Lord is the Lord Himself, the Lord God Almighty. And He's revealed Himself as the Father, His Son Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. So this is something I want to say right now that is just, it's epic. Jesus Christ is God Almighty. The Holy Spirit reveals that. Amen. The Holy Spirit is the great revealer of God. He is God and the great revealer of Jesus Christ. Man was born to fellowship. It's just incredible. It all starts with someone just saying yes to Jesus Christ. If they never hear the gospel, it's yes to God. They're going straight to Him. And the entire purpose and reason for living is to know Him. To know Him, that's what eternal life is. Eternal, everlasting life. Jesus even said it specifically. This is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom He has sent. And I want to emphasize, if there's just one thing, well, the second thing, okay, if someone just hears this, that what I'm about to say, that's all they need to know. He's the most glorious, wonderful, beautiful, majestic, powerful, merciful person and being. He's God Almighty. He's beautiful beyond description. And this is the treasure. This is what Jesus spoke about when He said, the kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field. Amen. That's the Lord Himself. That analogy that I gave yesterday, here's the summary of it. The Lord Himself, God Almighty, the kingdom of heaven, is like all the waters of the earth, all the oceans. Think of the vastness of all the oceans of the earth. And then multiply that times infinity. Infinity times infinity times infinity. That's the treasure, the famous scripture, the unsearchable riches of Jesus Christ, the riches of the glory of the mystery is the Lord Himself. All that He gives. You notice that I'm not able to put it into words. There's no words that we can express to say, well, here's what the Lord God Almighty, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is like and what He offers. There's no way to put it into words. Isn't that fascinating that Jesus, he never, I mean, think about this. This is, if you really look at his teachings, he never said what the kingdom of heaven is because it cannot be put into words. He said it's like treasure hidden in a field. It's like the pearl of great price. That it's like, you know, he gave many, many, that was his main teaching. And so the vastness, when I'm talking about the waters, like Jesus spoke about living water. That's the Holy Spirit. That's God Almighty. So you might say another way to say it in that analogy that I gave, God Almighty, his presence and glory, and all that he offers within that would be the equivalent of all the waters of the earth, all the oceans, multiplied times infinity. And someone who spends 1,000 years or 1,000,000 years on the earth, knowing him fully, would be the equivalent of drinking one glass of water, of all of that water. You say, how can that be? How can that? Because he's the infinite, eternal, unlimited treasure. And anyone who knows him will spend eternity in heaven, in the glory of God, in the presence of Jesus for eternity. And so you might call it an extreme analogy that I gave, and it's really an understatement. Why? Because it's for eternity. Jesus spoke about that often, like 5, even 6 times, I believe. It's in the book of Gospel of John, about how someone will live forever and never die. And live, they will live forever. Not only live forever, in the glory of God, in the presence of Jesus, in the wonderful, I mean, just, you just can't. And everyone who has been to heaven says the same thing. It cannot be put into words. Amen. And so that presence is available to us. That's the Lord himself. And it's so simple. It's when someone knows Jesus Christ, I've said this before, but it's so important to understand. Someone may say, well, how do I experience that? Someone who's born again has, in the first phase, they have the glory of God in their spirit person, but they have the privilege of going deeper. And that same decision of being saved, literally a person who's in the born-again phase has the privilege, let me say it that way, of making that another decision to just go into the second phase and be born of the Spirit. Simple. Just like salvation is simple. Being born of the Spirit, simple. Baptism of the Holy Spirit, simple. Amen. I want to encourage anyone who will listen that everything in our most holy faith is glorious and wonderful and simple. Easy. It gets easier. I believe it gets easier as we go deeper. Why? Jesus said, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. It's not difficult. I mean, even in the natural, I've said this before, in the natural, we have God with us. God Almighty. Not just, you know, we have this view of maybe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and he's God Almighty. Amen. So, and I want to build hunger. I want to just present this and you know, this is so wonderful. I want to give a story that I have. I don't think I've ever told this is a story that Reinhard Bonnke tells about what he did in his ministry. It's not, so he's a patriarch of the faith. I just want to sum it up. He tells this story where He was in a city. Someone took him to like a one of these late night disco clubs where the young people of that city were. Okay, and the owner gave Reinhard Bonnke 5 minutes because the Holy Spirit told Reinhard, he said, tell these people, you know, about, get preach the gospel to them. So he went back the next night. In 5 minutes, he got up on the stage, and it was at midnight, and told them the gospel in this wonderful presentation. And I remember specifically when he told the story, he said, you know, he felt the anointing. And he told them the purpose of life. He said, I've come all the way from Germany to tell you something. And he said, I preached the gospel to them. I told them about the purpose of life, the reason for living, that Jesus Christ is the good shepherd, the Savior who gives life, eternal life. He said, I told them about the devil who's a thief and a murderer. I told them about the purpose of life, the reason for living, and that Jesus Christ is the Savior of mankind. They all got saved. He went back a year later, and that building, they had turned it into a coffee house for God. They were, the people remembered Brian, you know, welcomed him. They said, I'm going into, you know, I'm going to preach the gospel. So why do I tell that story? I wanted to present something new I haven't presented. We can learn from the patriarchs of the faith. And, you know, it's just so wonderful. This is the purpose of life, the reason for living. This is the entire reason humans are on the earth, is just to know God through Jesus Christ. And then if someone goes deeper, they can experience His glory, His majesty. They can, and there's unlimited potential. I remember another message from a different great man of God. He talks about there's unlimited potential with Jesus Christ. Let's not limit Him. Let's let God be God. Let's let Jesus be Jesus. But how do we do all this? Through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let me add this. Here's an overview. You know, someone may say, why do I bring up Bonnke? Well, we can learn from the patriarchs of the faith. People like Kenneth Hagin, T.L. Osborne, Oral Roberts, Reinhard Bonnke. There's many. There's not a lot of these. These men of God. You've got to give credit where credit is due. Okay? And we can definitely... Well, here's a practical thing. Every believer, it's really important that we find our stream that we're in. And there's many great men and women of God who are in ministry, and the Holy Spirit will reveal to us what stream we should be in, and that's where blessings are going to flow. Okay? How does someone find that? Just go straight to Jesus Christ, straight to the Holy Spirit is Jesus Christ. It's so... so wonderful. It's not difficult. Okay. Now, but remember, these were men of God who also, they weren't perfect. They're sinners saved by grace like everyone else. But let's look at Reinhard Bonnke. Do you realize that his ministry, Christ for All Nations, which is still going, of course, they've had like as many as 79 million, I think, registered decisions for Jesus Christ. 79 million. Do you realize he preached to more people, Bonnke, more people than anyone else really in the history of the Christian church? Okay, that is an epic statement. But he had millions of people in his meetings. you know, mass crusades. Okay, so we've got to give credit where credit is due. How did he do this? The anointing, the presence of Jesus. And remember, I did actually speak to him on the phone briefly. He had no idea who I was. Okay? I'm not claiming anything more than just, and I asked him about the fellowship with the Holy Spirit. He said, amen. Okay? That's the key. If there's one key, Kenneth Hagin himself said at the end of his ministry, they asked him, what's been your secret, the key? He said, the presence of Jesus. He fellowshipped with Jesus Christ. Of course he did. Read his book, I Believe in Visions. I mean, he's another patriarch of the faith. And it's disappointing that so many Christians don't like him and say that he's, what a joke. Okay? Forget that. It's Reinhard Bonnke. If you asked him today, he's in heaven. If you asked him, he would say it's the presence of Jesus, the Holy Spirit, the anointing. And that's what's, you know, so wonderful. That's why I'm emphasizing man was born to fellowship with God. That's the answer. And then the result from that, there's unlimited potential. Someone now is drinking that water that's all the waters of the oceans of the earth multiplied times infinity. They are now, if anyone wonders in the world, well, what's the real purpose? Of course, it's Jesus Christ. He is the answer. But then as someone goes deeper, it's Jesus being born of the Spirit, and then Jesus, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and then Jesus Christ and his anointing. The name Jesus Christ literally could be the expanded, if we really expanded that name, his name, Jesus Christ, is Jesus, the anointed one, and his anointing. I heard a great man of God teach about that. If you look at the words, Christ, okay, and that's how we know him and walk with him and do ministry, absolutely. Without that, someone's just doing it on their own. Now, at least they're trying, but nothing will happen. It's when we it's basically Jesus became what we are so we could become what he is and receive that same anointing that he received. This is a very holy, sacred thing, you know. But so we can receive the same anointing. It's the anointing. We can receive the same Holy Spirit that Jesus Christ, the man, literally, he was fully God, but yet he was fully man. And the Holy Spirit anointed him when he was 30 years old. And for those 3 years, that's how Jesus Christ, the man, did his ministry. That's how. You know, some people would, you know, it's so disappointing, as I've said, roughly 80% or 90% of the Christian church, you might call them the evangelical side, they don't understand this and they actually criticize this. They, you know, and even worse than that. But this is the, I'll finish with this. I'll try to finish. It's two things. So wonderful, that presence of Jesus for us personally. Let's not even talk about ministry. Personally, that's the answer for us personally. the presence of Jesus, the glory of God, knowing Him. How wonderful. That's like, and all that He offers, He offers eternal life to someone personally, which includes everything a human being could ever want, need, desire. The presence and glory of God is that answer, and He provides happiness, joy, peace, rest, hope, faith, love, purpose. We're now automatically will have the passion for God, the things of God. Yes, life is difficult. We have challenges, but He will lift us up in the power of His might. We have, okay, and then the second thing is, it definitely is how we do ministry. Definitely, absolutely. I mean, it's the only way. Anything, a great man of God teaches, and it's so, he's a great teacher, says that anything that the flesh, that we do in the flesh, it's rejected by heaven. It's not by God. It's not, it just doesn't, it doesn't work. It's not going to accomplish anything at all. Jesus said the flesh profits, it's the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. He said it right there. So what are we then to do? It's so simple. Go directly to Jesus, seek Him with all our heart. And when we find Him, we'll find His presence and glory. And then wonderful things in ministry will happen. And, you know, we'll be able to, it's so glorious, so wonderful. That presence of Jesus that He sets free. Jesus sets free. He saves and heals. He delivers. He redeems. He does so much, so many wonderful things. And He sets free. Amen. He said, if the Son sets you free, you shall be free indeed. Amen. So I thank you for listening. Please do visit our websites. Please visit our homepage of wonderreality.org. All the websites are on that homepage. And blessings. Email us at hello@wonderreality.org with any prayer requests, and blessings to you.